You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Actually, an off day, big voice, man. We are in studio talking about all things Houston sports on your Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula. Figgy Fig hanging out with you. As I mentioned, Texans getting a day off after three straight days of padded practice. And they'll be back at it tomorrow again, getting work in to make the 2025 season the best possible season for the Texans. But right now, we do what we typically do in this time, which is the question of the day. And inspired by the Baltimore Ravens, who apparently this offseason added a pool to their training facilities, like a swimming pool. Mm-hmm. I imagine they had like a cold tub and those types of things, but a swimming pool. And of course, this raised the occasion for people to look up and go, "Hey, can y'all swim?" And there's a number of Ravens that were like, "Nah, fam.
No, we can't.
Can't. But I'll swim if you get Michael Phelps out here to teach us."
Yeah.
And apparently that's going to happen.
Oh, it is. That's the update. I saw the video when they were asking if Phelps would do it.
You know Phelps is a Baltimore guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a day later he responded to a post on Instagram that Marlon Humphrey Humphrey put up, which was, "We got a problem only Michael Phelps can fix," from the hashtag Ravens Aquatics Team. And Michael Phelps said, "I got y'all, let's do it." So apparently he will actually do this. But that did raise the question, what's something that you just can't, something simple, something basic that you just can't do?
I got a couple. But
713-572-4610.
Real quick on that point, how successful do you think Michael Phelps will be teaching these guys how to swim?
I don't know, because I've had this kind of general thought that the folks who are the best at things might be the worst teachers.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
And it's I don't know that it's like the strongest logic when we talk about like sports, but it feels like you never get the elite guys that come back and actually work as coaches.
But doesn't that fit, you know what more I mean, with like at a high level, but like just teaching them how to swim, the basics of swimming? You know, he's not teaching them to be Olympians or competitive, but just survive.
But, you know, his skills are swimming really good. Yeah. I don't know if his skills are teaching. Like, those are different skills, I think we would all agree.
Yeah.
And we'll see if that works. Hopefully it does for him, because that'd be really cool. And at the very worst, at least they'll be able to hang out with Michael Phelps.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I was like, I don't know if that'll actually go all that well.
We'll see. So, basic tasks. There's
plus, those are really big, muscly bodies. I feel like those are just Acme weights, anvils that you're throwing into the water.
Yeah, the old fast twitch versus slow twitch muscles, you know, and then who knows how that's going to jibe. But a texter texted one of mine, and I'm like, yep. It was so frustrating as a kid. As an adult, when my kids went, I would just kind of like knock-kneed, make my way, roller skating.
Are you for real?
I can't roller skate. I mean, I've been out there multiple times, and I can go straight. And occasionally turn if I really concentrate. But, like, you know, the old roller skating rink, I always wanted to do that, man. They're playing the music.
You yeah, you a funk guy, too.
Yeah.
Wait, how can
you? You missed out a lot,
I missed
then,
out
man.
On a lot,
you
man.
Was you probably went to the roller skate parties, but was
no,
sitting on
I
the
would
side.
Go there, but I would embarrass myself. I would
oh,
just,
really?
You know how you kind of, like, just hold your legs together and sort of just rotate them back and forth.
Oh, you were just statuing your way around.
Sitting there.
But then there's these guys
like
going
Monster.
Backwards and bouncing, and they're playing, like you said, all the funk music, and I'm bouncing my head and not going anywhere.
That is surprising, because I feel like if you can get the rhythm of the music, that'll kind of inspire you to get around and skate a little bit as well.
I can ski. I can, you know.
You can ice skate.
Ice skate. Which is the most bizarre part of it all.
Yeah, how you can ice skate, but you can't roller skate?
I can ice skate, but I can't roller skate. Something about those quad wheels, man. I don't know what it is. Maybe I need to get the inline and try that.
Yeah, but the inline don't work for what you're trying to do. You're not X-gaming it out here to some of the music that you will roll bounce to. So, yeah, no, that's... Yeah,
I
that's
wish
sad.
I could roller skate.
I feel bad for you because I can see it in your
eyes.
It
was my wheelhouse.
I can see
it
in your eyes.
Yeah, it was my wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You missed out a lot, man. You could have got so many girls, man, roller skate.
That is a great point.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of them skills that they like.
You get the hoes if you can roller skate, man.
They do enjoy that particular skill, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
This is one that I just can't understand why, and it upsets me for a reason that to a degree that it really shouldn't, because it's so small. I can snap with my left hand.
Can't
snap with my right hand. I can snap with my left hand. Easy. Right hand, it just doesn't happen. It's so dumb. Like, it should be able to work the same on both. Nope. Never been able to make it happen on the right hand. It's the dumbest thing in the world.
So one of mine is clear. We talked about it on the station, how I can't swim, and I don't care to learn at this age. But it's kind of similar to Lopez a little bit. So I can skate on rollerblades, but it's a little tough for me to skate on roller skates.
The quads, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so we need to get somebody in here to teach both of y'all.
Both of us.
I can do it, but I'm not as smooth with it.
I'm not smooth.
So I could go around, I could kind of do a little shoulder shake.
Yeah.
But I'm way better on the rollerblades.
Yeah, you're not doing the backwards and the spins and all that stuff.
Yeah, like on because a lot of people can't do rollerblades, the ones that's four in the middle.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't skate on that, but I could do that better.
That's kind of like me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Yeah.
Who's the Michael Phelps of roller skating? Because we need to get them. We need to put them, send up the bat signal and see if they'll come through for us.
The guy that was in the Olympics from Houston from spring, Chad. Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Chad.
Yep. I don't know if you expected me to
fix
this.
Man Chad.
Somebody said, what about walking and chewing gum? I can do that. And that's the thing is I'm generally, and this is going to sound like toot my own horn.
Chad Hedrick.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm generally pretty good at a decent amount of stuff, like at least on a very basic level. It's just that this one little thing, and it's snapping on the right hand. It's that it'll get me every time. Some other ones that have come in. Somebody said, never been able to tie a balloon. Don't know why.
That's an interesting one. that's a very interesting one.
I got one similar to that. Remember back in the day, people used to suck on the helium. They used to make that.
Yeah.
I could never do that.
You just talk. It just happens.
see, this is what Michael Phelps is going to be doing in the rain. So what you do is you get in here and you swim.
And you just swim. Oh, okay. Thank
so you
Michael.
Get in the pool and you float. How do I do that? You just float.
You just float.
You lay there and you float. I don't know how to do that, Michael. I'm going to drown. No, you float.
Now, the one thing, this one didn't bother me as much because for a number of reasons as not being able to roller skate, but I can whistle, you know, like that. But I always wanted to, you know, the loud whistle.
Oh, right? Man, the ones that be super loud.
The super loud whistles.
Maybe at the games. Yeah.
Can y'all do that?
I cannot do that.
Can you do that?
I can. I've got a very simple, like, Andy Griffith
regular whistle
that I can do, yeah.
But I've always wanted to go, you know, real loud.
Hey, that's why.
I don't know how people do it.
That's why I keep a Fox 40 on me if I need that. You know what I mean? If I'm going to be whistling, you're going to hear me. This is going to be a loud one. It's going to sound like I'm calling a personal foul right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some other ones that have come in on the text line. Somebody said, it took me until I was 35 to be able to snap my fingers with my left hand at all.
That's
10 years later, still much better with my right. Yeah, see, maybe I need to just work harder. Maybe that just needs to be a daily thing for me. Some other ones have come in. Somebody said, let me see. They said they had it a unicycle when they were a kid. But can you not ride a bike? Is that what's happening here? Because that'd be hilarious if you can't ride two wheels, but the one wheel is fine.
That reminds me of something else, Figgy. Let me ask you this. Because I can't, as we said, can't roller skate it, but I can skateboard. I used to skateboard a lot, which, again, I never figured out.
Yeah.
I could skateboard, but I couldn't roller skate. I just can't.
Yeah, I can't skateboard.
Yeah, well, I haven't done it in 35, 40 years, but still.
One thing I could not do as a kid, and a lot of kids used to do it, pop a wheelie on the bike.
Mm-hmm.
I could never do it, man.
Just real quick.
People used to just be on one wheel, just pedaling all for miles and miles. I could never do that.
Oh, this is a great answer. You might be the leader in the clubhouse 8 through 2. Took them until they were 38 to learn how to swallow pills.
Oh, a lot of people to this day.
Yeah.
That is amazing to me.
I think my wife got to swallow one pill at a time. I could take like three or four
handful,
pills. Yeah.
I do the whole handful, sometimes without water, which is not recommended, but.
All right, now you're showing off.
If I'm in a hurry.
Showing off. Save that sound for me.
You're a maniac.
Somebody said, always wanted to learn how to yo-yo. Yeah. Yeah, the people that, this is the thing about yo-yo. Like, if you are okay, not impressive at all.
Mm-hmm.
If you're pretty good, you're not very impressive. When you are great, you're like, hey, yo, this dude is a magician. What is happening right here? What am I looking at?
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Here's another good one. And one of my sons. Can't tie a necktie.
See, this one I will actually judge you
here.
For. I'm going to be honest.
Here. You can't tie a necktie. Oh, I've done your tie before.
Yeah, yeah.
I've tied a tie
I did get better with it because I started watching more YouTube videos on how to do it. So the last couple times I did it on my own, but I never needed the necktie.
One of my sons, hey, Dad, can you?
The thing is.
Hey, that reflects kind of badly on you.
See, I think this is generational, man, because my dad didn't know how to tie a necktie. I don't think he ever wore a necktie.
Yeah.
And then I don't think his dad wore a necktie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a generational thing
maybe,
with us.
Maybe so.
I always had to tie all the ties on my basketball team because we had to dress up on game days.
Yeah, maybe that's what we did, too. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I was judging all them jokers. Didn't make me a good person, but I was doing it.
That's kind of weird. So you all close to him? All right, hold your neck.
Oh, no, I wasn't doing that. No. I was doing the thing where I'll tie it on me. I'll loosen it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And then you just slide it on. Because I'm not tying your tie like I'm your wife or something.
Yeah, hold your neck up a little bit. There we go.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL because I know you want to know who the top 100 players of the day are. But also, CBS has released their 2025 broadcast crew depth chart. Where's J.J. Watt and how long before he becomes the 18? We'll talk about that next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.